In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting was published in the Hunter Review on December 13, 2017. The agenda has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunter Review, Courier News, The Express Times, the Hunter County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would everyone please stand to salute the flag and for a moment of silence in honor of our servicemen and women.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. If Senator Mike Daugherty would kindly administer the oath of office to Tom McKee and Mark Law.
Separately or both?
Are we doing them all together?
It's completely up to you, however you
would. Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter to me.
I don't know what the protocol is. I'll defer to the congressman. What do you think, congressman?
Separately. Each of them deserves.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Professional decision.
Would you like to hold the Bible?
Take a picture.
Raise your right hand. Okay. I, Thomas McKee.
I, Thomas McKee.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established
in the United States,
in the United States,
in this state,
in this state,
under the authority of the people,
under the authority of the people,
and that I will faithfully,
and I will faithfully,
impartially,
impartially,
and
justly
perform all the duties,
perform all the duties
of township committee man,
of township committee man,
in the township of Lebanon.
In the township of Lebanon,
county of Hunterdon,
county of Hunterdon,
state of New Jersey,
state of New Jersey,
according to the best of my ability,
according to the best of my ability,
so help me God,
so help me God.
Congratulations.
There should be two right there.
Okay, very good.
We'll have Mark Wall.
Congratulations, Tom. Okay. Do you have anybody coming up, Mark?
Taking pictures.
Okay. Please raise your right hand. I, Mark Wall.
I, Mark Wall.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties of township committee man.
I will perform all the duties of township committee man.
In the township of Lebanon.
In the township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. May I have a nomination for the 2018 Lebanon Township Mayor?
I would like to nominate Mike Schmidt.
Second?
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Will Congressman Lance now administer the oath of office to Mr. Schmidt?
Place your left hand on the Bible, raising your right hand. I, Mike Schmidt.
I, Mike Schmidt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly.
Impartially and justly.
Perform all of the duties of.
Perform all of the duties of.
The mayor in the township of Lebanon.
The mayor in the township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
That I'll take over the meeting. The next order of business will be nominations for deputy mayor for 2018.
I'll nominate Tom McKee for deputy mayor.
I'll second
it. And roll call vote.
Mike, excuse me, Mayor. I'd like to present this to Tom as a Merry Christmas gift for his nice text on Christmas that he gave me. It's a timer for the committee if they wish to time. When I speak too long. Or
Brian, very fun. So
yes.
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 Okay. Thank you. Brian, thank you.
Congressman Lance will swear in the deputy mayor.
Raise your right hand, holding the Bible in your left hand. I, Thomas McKee.
I, Thomas McKee.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established
in the United States.
In the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly.
Impartially and justly.
Perform all of the duties of.
Perform all of the duties of.
The deputy mayor.
The deputy mayor.
The township of Lebanon.
The township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you.
So to make sure we do a proper introduction, everyone probably realizes this. We're very honored tonight to have Congressman Leonard Lance with us. Many of you, I'm sure, know him better than I certainly do. He's got a long history with Lebanon Township. You may know his father was, for decades, our municipal attorney and did a lot of municipal service for the other parts of the township as well. So it's a real pleasure to have him home in a way. I'd like to offer him the opportunity to make some comments for us.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and to the governing body, congratulations, and certainly your public service is at the heart of what is true to our democracy, and I commend all of you for your public service here at Lebanon Township. It's a pleasure to be with you this evening. Lebanon Township is one of 75 municipalities I have the honor of representing in the Congress, including all 26 municipalities here in Huntington County. It's very emotional for me to be here. My late father was the municipal attorney for 60 years. And he was appointed municipal attorney the day he passed the bar exam in 1936 by Mayor Polt. This is several generations of Polt ago. And as I look around the room, I know most of the people whose portraits are in this room. For example, Bob Angel, whose mother, Rose Angel, was the first director of welfare in this county in the 1930s. And she gave my late mother her first job. Betty Dillinger, right there. Certainly Ralph Lomerson. I went to high school with his son, Joe. And my late grandfather, Leonard Lance, for whom I am named, and his brother ran the Woodbridge store 115 years ago. And his wife, my late grandmother, I knew neither of his grandparents. Her name was Smith, and her father and her grandfather and great-grandfather were all farmers in Changewater, Jacob Smith and Christopher Smith. One of them was on the Freeholder Board. When the Freeholder Board was a large board, each municipality had a freeholder, believe it or not, in the 19th century. And so it's very emotional for me to be here. Lebanon is a great township. When my life is finished, I will be buried in Spruce Run Lutheran Cemetery down this road. I hope not too soon, ladies. That depends on town hall meeting. I've held my share. It's an honor to represent you, first in the legislature, in the Assembly, the State Senate, so ably represented by my successor, Senator Daugherty. And now, of course, it's the honor of my life to represent you in the Congress. We are back in session next week. We have many issues of importance, but I hope I bring to the Congress the values of this part of New Jersey in which I was raised, the values of Lebanon Township. This is a great township. This is a fiscally responsible township. This township has always had eminently qualified public service on the governing body, as is true today. I congratulate everybody on the Township Committee. And my wish for 2018 is, of course, that America remain prosperous, and even more important than that, that America remain at peace. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, may God continue to bless the great country in which we're proud to live. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. We also have with us State Senator Michael Daugherty, who I don't know that you have such history, but you certainly have been a great friend of the township. Whenever the township needed things in Trenton, you've helped us on occasion. I know you have very good friends here as well. If you'd like to make a few comments,
yes,
I would appreciate it.
Thank
that.
You. Thank you, Mayor. Congratulations on your election, being selected by your colleagues on the Township Committee, and also to Tom and Mark. Congratulations. It's a great honor to swear you in, and Happy New Year to everybody here in Lebanon Township, a great town here in Huntington County, and I don't have the history of Congressman Lance.
That's because you're not as old as
you know, Congressman, you know, just in case you don't know, we do want you to hang around for a while. Now, I will say, I don't have the history of you, but I do have my former chief of staff, Ed Smith, grew up in Lebanon Township, and he, you know, Lebanon Township, he's proud because he's now a freeholder up in Warren County, and he's been so successful. Now, Congressman Lance
somehow claims to be a long-lost relative of Ed Smith, right?
Our great-grandparents or great-great-grandparents were the same.
Yes. And also I see former committee man Ron Milkowski in the back. I have the great honor and privilege, you won't let me forget, I was campaigning once and I got lost on his farm. And he says, wait, Mike, you were a field artillery officer. I thought you were supposed to be able to read maps. But I think Gary gave me some bad instructions. And but anyway, the Milkowski brothers, never let me forget that I got lost. But it's going to be a very interesting year here in 2018. As you know, Governor Christie's going out. We're going to have a new governor, Phil Murphy. He's promising all kinds of interesting things. $15 minimum wage, legalizing marijuana, for starters. So we'll have a lot of interesting times down in Trenton. Now, I understand we're going to have to see the final legislation, but I understand that local municipalities are going to have something to say about whether marijuana is sold or not. So you may have an opportunity to provide some input.
But not in the Wood Glen General.
But Happy New Year. It's a great honor to represent you in Trenton, and I wish you the best for 2018. Thank you.
Thank you.
So with that, it's my honor to make some remarks about the township. I hope you'll indulge me some prepared remarks. First, just to state the fact, Lebanon Township is very well positioned. It's lean but on a strong foundation that the township mayors of the past 6 years have left us, going back to 2012 when Brian Wunder was mayor, followed by 3 years when Tom McKee was mayor, the last 2 years when Mark Lall was mayor. So as you know, under Lebanon Township's incorporation, the mayor has no more authority than any of the other committee members with respect to voting on topics, but each of these people set the tone for the committees that resulted in the township's current good position. I look forward to having their experience on the committee as I do my best to play a role in continuing their progress. As we start 2018, it was pointed out to me that the committee has continuity not seen since 2009, with all five of the members from 2017 continuing to serve. Your committee certainly has strong members, with each bringing judgment and energy that makes the committee stronger than the sum of its parts. As individuals, no one of us can pass a resolution or ordinance or change a policy. The system is designed with these checks and balances, but by educating and persuading a majority of the committee, good things can happen. I'm pleased to report some of the good things that have happened in the last couple of years. For those of you who don't pay close attention to us, we resolved a high-profile issue that's facing many New Jersey municipalities last year, namely our obligation for affordable housing. Because Lebanon Township is more than 99.9% located in the Highlands Preservation Area, we were able to shift or indefinitely defer all but two new units of the 132 units that the Fair Share Housing Council was advocating to be built in Lebanon Township. The two new units and three units from our prior obligation to create low and moderate income housing will be funded through existing Fair Housing Trust Fund. This is a result of several years of focus by the committee to close this chapter, at least until the year 2025, when I guess it reopens. It was a wide open potential obligation, and I think the outcome will improve our township by providing these five units in a fiscally responsible manner. I mentioned continuity on the committee, but probably more important to the high level of services provided to the residents is the fact that Lebanon Township has continuity in its staff. Led by our municipal clerk, Karen Sandors, our supervisor of public works, Warren Gabriel, our police chief, Jack Gale, continuity in the township staff is measured in decades. Although over the past 2 years, we have seen a few retirements in each of the departments, we've been fortunate to bring on strong replacements to complement the teams. Working with our department heads, the committee has explored how to efficiently keep or expand our high quality of services, for example, by reviewing snow plowing routes and implementing pre-wetting of road salt to lower the cost and environmental impact of the salt, or by increasing our transparency by posting recordings of these committee meetings on the township website within a couple days of the meeting. That was a new development over the past year. A great example of the efficiency improving services is the shared services agreement implemented this past year for full-time police coverage at Voorhees High School. This is a true win-win where the township has expanded our police force to provide full-time coverage with an officer that rotates through the position of high school resource officer. This isn't just for security. The school resource officer is integrated into the high school curriculum. The township negotiated to be fairly reimbursed for this service by all of the high school sending districts, even though the high school is obviously in our township. Discussions on this started some years ago, so there are many people who contributed to getting this in place, and I think it's an example where input from all sides created a truly excellent outcome. A major project for the committee in 2018 is to do our best to negotiate a successor contract with the union representing our administrative and DPW employees. The last contract, you may be aware, expired at the end of 2014. We've been negotiating since then, but haven't yet achieved a new contract. In parallel, later this year, our police contract expires at the end of 2018. So we plan to start discussions for that successor contract later this year. For both of these contracts, of course, the committee's goal is to be fair to the employees and to the township's taxpayers. These new contracts will, of course, impact the township budget going forward, so I'd like to use this opportunity to give a brief summary of the township's fiscal position. Residents will certainly have noticed that over the past several years, the municipal portion of their property taxes, which, just to remind you, is about one-tenth of the total tax that's collected, has increased substantially. But if you don't look at the township's budget, you may not realize that spending has grown at only about 2% over the past recent years, while taxes have increased at a significant double-digit rate. I'd like to say that the good work of the committee and certainly importantly of our employees over the past few years shows up as tight expense controls under the headlines. The township's operating expenses benefited from lower energy costs and mild winters. This has helped the township to offset other costs, such as getting back to building maintenance for the first time in more than 10 years. This year we painted the police department facilities downstairs and added repaired ceiling tiles, new flooring. It's the first time in a decade that that kind of work has been done. Yet we've been able to keep spending nearly flat, below 2% annual growth. The issue is on the revenue side. So the committee has played close attention to the capital expenses and debt service obligations of the township. The committee has reduced its reliance on debt, moving to pay-as-you-go for road resurfacing, where we had been borrowing for that a few years ago. We've been working with our employees, especially, again, the DPW, to prioritize new equipment purchases. The township's been able to use reduced capital equipment requirements to repay some of our debt to avoid a looming spike in our repayment requirements out in the next 2 or 3 years. All of this has occurred while the committee remained focused on providing the necessary and expected services of our residents. This past year, for example, we did invest in a new ambulance for our volunteer fire department to serve the residents. I just want to take a moment. The volunteer fire department, including our emergency medical technicians, deserve special acknowledgement not only for their long tradition of selfless devotion as first responders to any of us that may be in need, but also for their community involvement. They host a monthly pancake breakfast that brings us together. They also drive Santa to the Christmas tree lighting. They're always there for events. And they certainly save the township residents on the cost of delivering these life-saving services. So we definitely appreciate our volunteer fire department. On the revenue side of the budget, a challenge has been a double-edged sword of state funding. The good news is that the township receives a significant state payment, which is called an energy receipts tax. A few years ago, this was more than 50% of our municipal budget revenues. The challenge is that this payment has remained flat, which is better than the alternative, but even a small annual expense growth doubles the impact on our property taxes. By remaining flat over the last few years, that state payment has now declined to about 40% of our annual revenues. We've got a couple of other challenges alongside that. Another challenge has been that several years ago, the state allowed an accounting benefit called a deferred school tax, where we can recognize part of the school tax as municipal revenues. It was really put in place to help towns that had a real fiscal problem, but we relied on or used that as well. It doesn't raise actual cash, but it does fill a deficit in the account. However, over a number of years of using this, this accounting benefit starts to diminish. Last year, we weaned ourselves off of it. We didn't use it in our budget at all. The combination of reduced borrowing, as I mentioned, the flat state payments, the end of this accounting benefits, has meant that municipal taxes had to be increased significantly to pay for the nearly flat expenses. The good news is that because of the hard choices made by the previous committees, our budget is in pretty good shape right now. The biggest challenge remains the flat state payment. As long as that stays flat, we have a good plan around it. But I guess there's no way to predict long-term how Trenton treats municipalities like our own. So unfortunately, I don't see, just to give you a preview, I don't see the ability to hold property taxes flat this year, But our budget cycle happens, our meetings happen in March. That's when the committee will do our best to be responsible, and I think we're past the big increases that we've seen in past years. Separate from the budget issue, your committee gives a lot of thought to the character of Lebanon Township, how to maintain the best of its character and incorporate progress and innovation. These topics are front and center when we consider new ordinances and regulations. A good example from the past year is that the committee approved speed limits on many of the township roads that you may have noticed. These roads were subject to a 50-mile-an-hour state speed limit, and before GPS navigation and the increased population in the area, which increased the traffic on our roads, it seemed reasonable. I know many of us reminisce about having less signs on the roads, but we made the decision that this was required for safety. But you can be assured that we carefully review adding more regulations to the character of Lebanon Township. The similar view we take to balance preservation of open space with progress. Over the past couple of years, the township resumed evaluation of open space after many years of not being active in the area. Late last year, we closed our first acquisition, which is about 10 acres along the Red Mill Road. This includes nearly a half mile of the Spruce Run, which is a trout-stocked stream that will provide recreation as well as water preservation. For 2018, you may be aware that late last year, we approved an ordinance for the acquisition of 244 acres in the northern part of our township between Teetertown and Crystal Springs and the Point Mountain Reservation. This is expected to be incorporated into the Huntington County Park System, so it shouldn't have a management cost to Lebanon Township, but we get to use the open space and have and benefit from the open space. In both of these acquisitions, the township was very successful in garnering grants from the county, state, and private foundations to leverage our own open space funds. We used less than a couple percent of our township open space funds for these acquisitions. Finally, I want to acknowledge and thank the many volunteers whose efforts not only stretch our tax dollars, but build the sense of community so integral to Lebanon Township. Later in this meeting, if you're here, you'll hear many of their names mentioned as we reappoint them to the various boards, commissions, committees. But there are many additional people involved who will not be mentioned because they don't have official capacities. On behalf of Lebanon Township, I would like to thank all of the volunteers who serve the community, many of whom have been volunteering for decades. An important goal for the 2018 committee is to support and enhance the efforts of all the volunteers and community organizations to keep Lebanon Township such a special place. Just want to make sure you're all aware that you're all invited to a reception following this meeting down at the Onorosa restaurant, bottom of Bunvale on 513, if you're aware. Hopefully you'll get a chance to meet the committee, some of the staff, and the volunteers in that informal setting. But now it's on to the business at hand of reorganizing the township for 2018. So it doesn't...
Nice report.
So the plan here is you'll see we've got about 20 resolutions to go through. I will summarize each of the resolutions for the record, but we'll vote in groups. So the first three resolutions I'll read out, then we'll vote all three resolutions in one group. If anyone on the committee has comments to make, please jump in as I go through them. Or if you'd like any particular resolution all evening broken out separately for a separate vote, please bring that to my attention as well. So first, we have resolution number 1-2018. This is the resolution authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for Lebanon Township. This covers our municipal attorney. We have with us Matthew Lyons. I want to make a special mention here that for the last number of years, Dick Cushing has been the attorney. He informed us that he was making a little change in his work-life balance. Very fortunate for us, they recruited Matt Lyons to join Gephardt & Kiefer. This summer, we did a thorough review. We interviewed a number of law firms and found that we felt that Matt Lyons was the best attorney for us, so that's who we are proposing to enter in a contract with tonight. In terms of the fee structure for this relationship, we also modified that from prior years. In prior years, we've always been hourly fee for service. This year, we're moving to a retainer basis. I think we'll figure out how that moves along. But for routine activities, including attendance at the meetings and like, it will be a fixed fee for the year of $22,000. For more complex items, it will be the same hourly rate as been charged in the past, $165 an hour, plus costs and disbursements. And because of this hourly setup, a new method of working with them, the Township Committee feels that we need a policy for authorizing payments, granting permission for these complex matters that may emerge. That's been provided to the committee. For tonight, we have them broken into three categories. Whenever possible, we would have a majority vote of the township. This would be for preparing complex resolutions and ordinances. If delivery deadlines require, for example, an open public meeting act request or things that might be voluminous with a short timeline, the mayor or deputy mayor in his absence may grant that permission. And for complex matters that might relate to conflicts of interest of committee people or other officials in the township or ethics matters, each committee person may individually grant permission for these services. Since this is a new policy, I fully expect that the committee will discuss these policies at follow-on meetings and may modify these, but this is the proposal to draft to consider tonight. Since that's such an important position, I went a little bit longer on that, but we'll start going faster. Another professional service in the resolution number one is for our township engineer, Steve Reese. He's proposing a 2% increase in most of the hourly categories. Matt Bonaventura is retained as Groendijk Associates, retained as our Lebanon Township insurance agent, and Michael Bolin is appointed to follow on as our professional planner, and he's holding his fees flat from the 2017 level. Okay, so then resolution 2, 2018. This is for our municipal auditor. Our municipal auditor covers not only the municipality, but our part of the shared court, the municipal court that we share with Tewksbury Township. His anticipated fee proposal for this year is $29,830, including the court. That's a 3% increase from 2017 when the firm held their fee flat from 2016. So it's a 1.5% increase over the past 2 years. Lastly, resolution 3, 2018, professional service appointments. Martin Allen of DeFrancesco, Bateman, Coley, Yospin, Kunstman, Davis, Lehrer, and Flaum is appointed as our tax appeal attorney. He has not increased his rate for as long as anyone can remember, and he's proposing his rate increase from $125 an hour to $145 an hour. Steve Rogat of Rogat McCarthy and Troy is hereby appointed as bond counsel. He's keeping his fees flat from the prior year. Catherine Erickson is appointed as the municipal court prosecuting attorney for 2018. Katie Wong Taylor is appointed as the alternate municipal court prosecutor. Scott Mitzner is appointed as the municipal court public defender. Pamela Matthews of Van Cleef Engineering is appointed as our tax map maintenance engineer, with her fees being held flat from 2017, and Daryl Vogel hereby appointed as environmental engineer for remediation, as a remediation professional for 2018. So if there's a motion to approve these three resolutions or any discussion.
I'll make a motion to approve resolutions 01-2018 2-03-2018 for professional services.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So, the next group will be a group of 15 resolutions, resolutions 04-2018 through 19-2018. First resolution, number 4, is for our temporary municipal budget. As I said, we don't approve our budget until in the March time frame, so this allows us to start the year with a budget equaling 26.25% of the 2017 municipal budget, or $1.106026 million. Resolution 05 is our annual meeting notice schedule. The annual meetings for this year, the committee meetings, will be the first and third Wednesday of each month, listed out on the resolution. And by the way, all of these resolutions will be posted on the minutes after they're approved in the following minutes and meeting. Resolution 6, 2018, designation of official newspaper. The official newspapers for 2018 will be the Hunterdon Review and or Hunterdon County Democrat. Official notices may also be published in the Express Times, Newark Star Ledger, and the Courier News to meet time requirements. Resolution number 07-2018, payment of taxes, related to fixing interest to be charged for non-payment of taxes. We will adopt the state maximum level, so taxes which will be collected quarterly. If they're late, interest will be charged at a rate of 8% per annum on the first $1,500, and the delinquency rate will be 18% per annum on any amount in excess of $1,500. If delinquency is over $10,000 at the end of the year, an additional flat penalty of 6% will be imposed. Resolution 08-2018, authorization to cancel property tax credits and delinquencies. If annual credits or delinquencies are less than $5, they can be waived by motion of this committee. Resolution 9-2018, authorization to file corrective appeals. This allows the tax attorney to agree to stipulation of appeals on behalf of the township. Authorization to sign documents, Resolution 10-2018. This authorizes the mayor, deputy mayor, township clerk, deputy clerk, and chief financial officer to sign documents on behalf of the township according to law. Resolution 11-2018, authorization for the CFO to issue certain checks and remit payroll. That's completely self-explanatory. Resolution 12-2018, designation of depositories. PPAC Gladstone Bank, PNC, TD Bank, and the New Jersey Cash Management Fund are bank or trust companies meeting the qualifications of the New Jersey statutes and are designated as the depository banks for Lebanon Township. Resolution 13-2008, cash management plan. This is a plan that requires that is in line to follow all the state regulations and will be approved by our municipal attorney. Again, permissible depositories are PPAC Gladstone Bank, PNC Bank, TD Bank, and any other federal or state bank in the state of New Jersey. Resolution 14-2018, return check fee being set at $20 per check. Resolution 15-2018, authorization of redemption. The mayor and tax collector will be designated as the duly authorized to endorse for cancellation of tax sale certificates. Resolution 16-2018, titled Tonnage Grant Application Resolution. This is a resolution authorizing the municipality to apply for tonnage grants related to the Recycling Act, and it designates Joanne Fasinelli to ensure that the application is properly filed. Resolution 17-2018, resolution authorizing the engagement of a municipal court administrator. The township has entered into a shared services agreement for shared municipal court between the Township of Lebanon and the Township of Tewksbury. It hereby ratifies the appointment of Julie Kosakowski as the certified court administrator for the year 2018. Resolution 18-2018, the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse Fiscal Grant Cycle, July 2014 to June 2019. This resolution recognizes that the abuse of alcohol and drugs is a serious problem in our society amongst persons of all ages. It resolves that the Township of Lebanon recognizes and hereby authorizes the submission of a strategic plan for what's called the Voorhees Municipal Alliance. This is in partnership with Voorhees High School and is an application for a total alliance budget, including in-kind and matching grant amounts of $45,704. And Resolution 19-2018, titled Resolution Supporting Individual Rights and Affirming the Protection of Those Rights. This is to express the township's support for the rights of all people under the Declaration of Independence, the Constitutions of the United States, and the State of New Jersey, and the laws passed pursuant to those constitutions, noting that the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution specifically recognizes through its Equal Protection Clause that the governments of the United States, including local government units such as the Township of Lebanon, are required to treat all similarly situated persons the same way. I would note further that it's resolved that a copy of this resolution will be provided to the various commissions, committees, and employees of the Township of Lebanon to guide them in their interactions with the public. With that, if anyone has any comments, otherwise I would look for a motion to approve resolutions number 4 through 19.
I'll make a motion to approve resolutions 04 through 19, 2018.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much. Now, normally at this reorg, we don't have business coming before us. This year, we have a resolution number 20-2018 titled Opposition to Proposed Beekeeping Regulations. Late last year, the member of the New Jersey Beekeepers Association came to our Open Space Committee, brought to their attention, Environmental Open Space Committee, brought to their attention that The New Jersey Department of Agriculture has published new beekeeping regulations in the New Jersey Register. They're now open to public comment, and comments must be submitted by January 19th, 2018. The Beekeeping Association educated us. They came to our last committee meeting in December, educated us on a number of the concerns that they have, noting that at least six of the beekeepers in our township alone will be negatively impacted by these new regulations. Therefore, the township resolves that we would ask the New Jersey Department of Agriculture to reconsider, or the actual resolution is that we're opposed to the proposed beekeeping regulations, which would have a detrimental effect on beekeeping in Lebanon Township as well as throughout New Jersey, and urges the State League of Municipalities to work toward creating legislation with straightforward regulations based on facts, science, and best management practices, which will protect both beekeepers and non-beekeepers within the state of New Jersey. Is there any discussion on Resolution 20-2018?
I'll make a motion to approve this resolution, number 20-2018, in opposition to the proposed beekeeping regulations.
I second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 And yes. So, we've made it through the resolutions for tonight. The next item is another housekeeping item. We introduce ordinance number 2018-01, titled Ordinance to Exceed the Municipal Budget Appropriation Limits and to Establish a Cap Bank. We get advised by our CFO and auditor that this allows flexibility for the township. It doesn't authorize spending. It doesn't have any impact on how we establish the budget, but it gives us the flexibility if needs arise to exceed the 2% cap. Tonight is the reading, the introduction of this resolution. The public hearing will be held at our meeting on February 1st, 2018. So I'm looking for a motion to introduce ordinance number 2018-01.
Make a motion to introduce ordinance number 2018-01, cap introduction, first reading. Public hearing to be held February 1st, 2018.
Actually, I'm sorry. I think February 7th.
Second?
Seven.
Seven.
Right.
Seventh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
February 7th, 2018. I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So now we go through the procedure of appointing the people who run the town and volunteer for the town. These are annual one-year appointments. First, we'll start with the employees. And again, I would offer to the committee that I'll go through the entire list and we can take one vote on the entire list. But if anyone would like anything called out separately or any comments, please stop as we go through. So for registrar, Karen Sandors. For assessment search officer, Karen Sandors. For municipal housing liaison, Gail Glashoff. For our DPW supervisor, Warren Gabriel, our DPW assistant supervisor, Kevin Rivers, our accounts payable clerk, Joanne Fasinelli, our library clerk, Carla Drum, our museum curator, Joan Lucas, our fire official, Gary Apgar, our special police class 2, Alan Gracie, our police office manager, Kathy Gracie. The police matron position is vacant. The official assessment searcher is Karen Sandors. The official tax searcher is Mary Highland. The issuer of subdivision certificates is Gail Glashoff. The state historian position is vacant. Our PERC witness is Jess Simons. Our PERC witness alternate is Kurt Hoffman. Our public agency compliance officer is Karen Sandors. Our Office of Emergency Management deputies are Bruce Cunningham and Joseph Maurizio. Our recycling coordinator is Joanne Fasinelli, and our recycling coordinator assistant is Jen Gibbets. The next category is the Board of Health. The chairman of the Board of Health would be chosen at the first Board of Health meeting. The members of the Board of Health are the committee members, so Thomas McKee, Brian Wunder, Mark Lall, Mike Schmidt, Beverly Kohler, as well as our tax assessor, Laura Whitaker, and the secretary of the Board of Health is Karen Sandors. The Historians Committee, these are for one-year terms. Victor Hoffman, Nina Savoia, Susan Donovan, Eileen Libida, Chuck Spirrell, Lori Hoffman, Denise Schroeder, Maria Nakarato, and there is one vacancy if anyone would like to join the Historians Committee. The Library Commission, these are also one-year terms. Barbara O'Rourke, Jan Gibbous, Melanie Ryan, Kristen Petrick, Debbie Bernardo, Victor Hoffman, and there is also one vacancy on the Library Committee. The Park Committee for one-year terms. Eric Petrick, Kimberly Jacobus, Colette Ivanko, Greg Cahill, Charles Fortenbacher, Joanne Letters, Anthony Confortini, Douglas Springer, Michael Falconeri, Jen Matthias, and there's also one vacancy on the Park Committee. Our Recycling Commission for a one-year term is Jan Gibbous, with a vacancy on that commission as well. Representative to the Solid Waste Advisory Committee, a county position, is vacant from Lebanon Township. Musconetcong River Management Council, one-year terms. Eric Henriksen is liaison, and Nancy Lawler is the alternate. Our Ag Advisory Committee for one-year terms, of which I think this committee is very well represented tonight. We've got Adam Mbieli, but Al Nagy, who is with us tonight, as well as Gary Mulkowski. Planning Board members, the Class 1 Planning Board is the mayor appointment, so that will be filled by myself. The Class 2 is filled by the chairman of, or by the Environmental Open Space Commission, and that's Adam Duckworth, with both of those positions expiring December 2018. The Class 3 is a committee appointment, which the committee will vote on. If there's no dissent or no, if the committee is amenable to that, I would nominate Bev Kohler as the committee representative for Class 3 on the planning board.
I would second that.
Okay, and we'll do that vote in the full group. The Class 4 committee is Richard Weiler for a term expiring December 2021. Class 4 committee is Daryl Schmidt, expiring December 2021. And the Class 4 alternate 2 is E.J. Skidmore with a term expiring December 2019. Board of Adjustment members, again, these are just the terms that are up for appointment this year. Class 4, Bruce Trezillo, which expires December 2021. Class 4, Wayne Everly, expires December 2021. Class 4, filling a retirement position, John Locker, filling the unexpired term, expiring December 2020. Class 4, alternate 1, Deborah Guevara, filling that unexpired term, which expires at the end of this year, December 2018. And there's a vacancy for Class 4, alternate 2, for a term that would expire December 2019. On to the Township Recreation Committee. The position being appointed this year is Stacy Timpson for a five-year term expiring December 2022. And there are two vacancies on that committee at this time, for an alternate 1 and an alternate 2, if there's any interest. The Environmental and Open Space Commission. Adam Duckworth is appointed for a three-year term expiring December 2020. Eric Henriksen, also for a three-year term expiring December 2020. And Adam Mickley, three-year term expiring December 2020. Catherine Koch is appointed an alternate 1 with a term expiring December 2019. And now announcing and making the appointments for the committee liaison roles and related positions. So I, as mayor, will fill the position as liaison to administration and finance. I will continue as the open space coordinator. I'll be liaison to fire department, zoning officer, as well as mentioned the planning board class 1, and I will be on the subcommittee working on the CWA contract. Tom McKee will be liaison to legal matters, the municipal court, the historians, the council on affordable housing, emergency management / FEMA, and also the subcommittee for the CWA contract. Bev Kohler will be liaison to the animal control, the local schools, including the high school, the recreation commission, the library, and the Highlands Council. She's been nominated for the planning board class 3 and potentially could be renominated. She was chairman last year of the Board of Health, and that position will be considered by the Board of Health. Brian Wunder will continue as liaison to the Park Committee, liaison to the Food Pantry, Veterans Haven. He will act as Relocation Assistance Officer and Municipal Coordinator of the Hunterdon County Senior Services and is liaison to our Department of Public Works. Mark Law will be liaison for information technology and social media. We've talked about social media in the township for a couple of years, and I think we're getting closer to having a strategy for doing something on that front. He will also be liaison for buildings and grounds, as we're now hoping and needing to do more maintenance of our buildings. He's liaison to the Environmental and Open Space Commission, the length of service program for the fire department, and liaison to police. So, with that list, if there's any discussion, otherwise I would be looking for a motion to approve the list as read out.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2018 appointments for annual one-year terms, the mayoral appointments, and the committee liaison positions, including Bev Kohler to Planning Board.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Very good. We have three township contract agreements with specific employees. One is a agreement specifically with John Fleming, who is our zoning officer for 2018. There are no changes to his contract from 2017. The next contract is with Karen Newman for her work on the township newsletter. Her fee for many years now has been $2,000 for the annual preparation of the township newsletter. The page count has expanded from 12 pages to 16 pages. There's been significantly more activity. So we've discussed with her the possibility. The proposal is to increase that compensation to $2,400 a year. Karen Newman also is our website manager. That also has been, she's been paid a fixed fee of $1,200 for many years, and the activity on the township website has increased, and so we've agreed or would propose to increase that to $1,600 a year. So if there is a motion or any discussion to approve those three contracts in one motion, entertain that now.
I'll make a motion to approve the contracts and agreements for the zoning officer, John Fleming, the newsletter design maintenance, Karen Newman, website design and maintenance, Karen Newman.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And that's the reorganization business that we need to get through tonight. Next topic on the agenda would be old business, if anyone has any old business, or new business, if anyone has any new business.
Nope.
And the last business is presentation of vouchers. I've been handed three items to read out. The first is a invoice to the Lebanon Township Board of Education for the taxes we collect and then pass over to them. That's $1,654,333. Second, the taxes that we collect and pass over to North Hunterdon Voorhees Regional High School in the amount of $921,360.33. And finally, a payment to Lincoln National Life. This is for the Fire Department Length of Service Award Program in the amount of $12,300 related to catching up with prior year qualifying year payments.
Is there a motion to accept?
Motion to approve.
Make a motion to accept that voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, we've come to the point of public comment, where we would invite anyone to come up to the table if there's a motion to open to public comment.
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So anyone who would like to...
So many of you...
Anyone who would like to make a comment, please come up to the microphone, identify yourself, and the floor is yours.
Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hall Road. Congratulations all year on your new positions, and hope we have a good year.
Thank you.
Come back next meeting.
Anyone with any other comments? Is there a motion to close to the public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us to the end of our agenda. If there's a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thank you.
Thank you all for attending, and you're all...